You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
Let me be the first to wish Ace and TJ Happy National Radio Day. Happy National Radio Day, recognizing the great invention of radio.
And to you.
Thank you.
Radio happy Riggins. To have TJ back from rehab today.
Yep.
Yeah.
Radio rehab.
Yeah. Told everybody you were in rehab yesterday.
He didn't have a lot of stuff. Just quick in, quick out. A couple of issues he had to work on during the day.
Yeah. Fighting his demons, you
late
know?
Hour, mm-hmm. Late hour rehab. That's how that works.
I still can't be around pudding. Because that's what I'm addicted to, is pudding.
There are worse addictions to have.
Addictions go. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty good one. Mm-hmm.
Right now, one of the top trending topics, Phil Donahue passed away at the age of 88. Now, I know a lot of people put that in memes like, oh, I love a sick day. I got to stay home and watch Jerry Springer. No. I mean, if you go back further, Phil Donahue was the guy.
Now, yeah, he was the first.
That's
the
much format. Earlier. It's every talk show you've ever seen during the day. That's the format pioneered by Phil Donahue starting in the late 60s.
Yeah. And if you go watch some of those clips on YouTube, I mean, it's a wild show. I mean, it still is a wild show.
He was the first one to do it nationally. Oprah has said that there would be no Oprah Winfrey. There would never have been an Oprah Winfrey show were it not for Phil Donahue.
Yeah, which is why I'll never forgive him.
He walks so she could run.
Yeah, but he had a lot of crazy stuff on there at the time. You would just think, what is going on here?
He was crazy.
Yeah, I mean, as more tributes start flowing in, you start to hear these colorful stories about Phil Donahue.
Yeah.
But yeah, RIP, dead at the age of 88. So this was a crazy story yesterday. Danielle Fishel, who was Topanga, my first crush, revealed she has breast cancer on a podcast. She was the star of Boy Meets World. Everybody remembers Topanga. Mm-hmm. You had Kelly Kapowski, you had Topanga, and then whoever Pamela Anderson played on Baywatch. I look at those as like the trinity of hot chicks.
Does anybody know Pamela Anderson's name on Baywatch?
She was CC.
CC.
CC?
I think so.
I thought it was
CJ.
CJ. Okay.
CJ.
Yeah. CJ.
You know, C something.
I thought it was CC.
I don't know. I'm going to have to verify.
I think it's CJ. You're right. It's CJ.
CJ. Yeah, but sad news for Danielle Fishel, but she sounds strong.
I hate to hear that for anybody.
Absolutely. And then...
what are you calling her?
Danielle Fishel.
Oh, okay. I thought you said Daniel.
Danielle Fishel.
Danielle. Okay.
Danielle Fishel.
Topanga.
Yeah, exactly. So praying for her. And those are just a few things that are now trending.
We have a group therapy today, and it is interesting because it involves something that TJ has, railed against, but he's been very outspoken about for years that should never happen. And if these people had followed TJ's advice, they wouldn't be in the situation they're in today. But they are. Because they didn't follow his advice, and now they need our help. It's group therapy coming up next.
The Ace and TJ Show, available 24/7 on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Something special happening tonight regarding our charity, Peyton's Promise. Every Tuesday night, we do the Ace and TJ Experience, which is live on our Facebook page. Different people hosting every week, doing different stuff. But tonight, it's all about our charity, Peyton's Promise. So hope you'll join us 7 Eastern, live on the Ace and TJ Facebook page to be a part of our very special Peyton's Promise Ace and TJ Experience. All right?
It may not be the best therapy, but it's free.
You need many years of therapy.
This is group therapy on the Ace and TJ Show.
It's what we do every Tuesday at this time. If you have a problem, an issue, you just DM us your problem, your issue, and we will get you, if not a solution, at least some opinions from the Ace and TJ Radio family. Now, TJ has long said married people should not have single friends, and they should not be going out to the club with their single friends.
Right.
Fair to say, right?
Yeah. Well, you can have single friends, but not out socially and all of that.
Yeah.
Okay. Doing single people things.
Well, here's why he says that. A guy DM'd us and said, my wife went out with her girlfriend for drinks last week. At the bar, she played wingman for her friend and wound up getting the number of a guy that she thought was perfect for her friend. She then texted the guy, all caps, from her phone to talk up the friend. And they've talked via text a couple of times, all about how great her friend is, while she finds out more about him. He finds out more about her. I have a problem with my wife giving her number to a guy at a bar. She doesn't see the problem because she's doing it to help her friend. Her friend is an adult. It makes me uncomfortable, but I don't want to overreact, but it really does bother me. Am I overreacting? End quote.
Not at all. Not at all.
So the wife gives her phone number to random guy that she is apparently trying to set her friend up with. And she has texted with the guy, still trying to coordinate getting the friend. And this guy does make a good point. Hey, the friend is an adult. At what point does the guy just start talking to the friend? Or is this guy still trying to move in on the wife here?
So I thought a wing person was somebody that went and kept the friend of the desired of the other sex occupied, like talk to her while I'm talking to you kind of thing.
I always thought it was just anybody that helps somebody meet up with someone, like however you go by doing it.
Okay. Matchmaker. So she's acting like she's playing, you know, club matchmaker.
Right. Whatever needs to be done. Mm-hmm. So is it okay? Is he overreacting that the wife is texting with a guy, even though she's trying to set up the friend? Why is the guy not already talking to the friend at this point?
Yeah, it's my question. It's like,
that's weird.
I see both sides of that. Totally. I can see why he would be upset for whatever reason, but I also understand like she was probably trying to be genuinely helpful to her friend. I totally get both sides of that.
I can see where she's trying to be genuinely helpful, but at some point, shouldn't she stop and go, I don't need to be giving this guy my number. You need to get her number. You need to be talking to my friend.
Yeah, something needs to happen better than it did because you are adults. You're not 16 years old. Check yes or no.
So at the Ace TJ show, is he overreacting and how should he handle this situation going forward? What now? What does he do? Because it's already happening. And how does he prevent it from happening in the future, I guess, is the most important question. Mm-hmm. Get your answers next. Hang on.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin on the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of experience. It's your look inside one of the world's most experienced active investment managers. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Available when you want it, how how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
It's Tuesday, which means group therapy on the Ace and TJ show. Quick overview. Guy's wife went out with her girlfriend, her single girlfriend, for drinks last week. At the bar, she kind of played matchmaker, trying to get this woman hooked up with this guy, and ended up giving the guy her phone number. She then texted the guy from her phone to talk up the friend. She's texted with this guy a couple of times now, trying to set up the friend. This guy points out, I kind of have a problem with that. Her friend is an adult. It makes me uncomfortable, but I don't want to overreact, but it really does bother me. Am I overreacting? According to the Ace and TJ Radio family, sir, you are in no way, shape, or form overreacting. Everybody has said you are not overreacting. That your wife is acting inappropriately. That's what the vast majority of people have said. For example, Heather said, I know I'd have a problem if my husband gave his number to a random female, so your feelings are, sure. are valid. Boundaries are definitely crossed. Jonathan said, your wife is pushing a wheelbarrow full of horse manure up a very steep hill, sir.
But this is
a good saying.
I mean, it's exactly why married people don't need to be going to bars and clubs with single people, doing single people things. None of this would be even a problem.
Yeah. And the vast majority of people are pointing out, yeah, your wife is also looking for attention. She's clearly getting attention from this guy, and she likes it if she's still texting with him.
She likes talking to a new man, pretending like. Pretending like she is single or what it would be like. Just like when women watch the Bachelor or Bachelorette shows and they pretend like they're what they would do when they if they were on the show.
Right.
I think that's what she's doing. What would I say to get him to like me? I'll say about her. I'll say about my friend.
And it's rare that we have as many comments as we already have. And they are this overwhelming, like, oh, no, you have every right to be upset. And people pointing out, you're worried about overreacting. You're probably not upset enough about what's going on. As Travis said, no. And TJ has said for years that married people should be going out with single people. If you had just listened to him, your wife wouldn't be cheating on you right now.
Oh. Spicy.
Yeah, so everybody kind of came out pretty hot.
But I bet it's a situation where she's... Part of her is saying, if I get him to like her, it means I've gotten him to like me. I've still got it. You know, I'm married and all that, but I'm basically, you know, wooing him just for her. I'm a Cyrano situation here.
So if I can get, she believes that if she can get him to like her, it's as if.
She's playing the dating game.
Okay.
But.
Via someone else.
Right. Wow. By proxy.
Desperate for that attention, then.
I think.
Dating by proxy.
Oh. Well, overwhelmingly, people say, not only are you not overreacting, you're not acting enough, and that it is what she has done and is doing is very, even more disrespectful than he has even seen.
I just hope there are no babies involved.
You know there are.
They have kids.
Well, I looked it up. There's one.
They got a kid.
I was curious how old they are.
Bless it.
I clicked his Facebook page. I felt like a super sleuth female.
Yeah. Let me just get on Facebook. Look him up.
Super sleuth.
I'm just gonna click a link and see what they look like. You know? I think so. Yeah, you're not overreacting, sir. You're well within your rights.
The Ace and TJ Show, available 24/7 on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts. TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
The Ace and TJ Experience tonight, all about our charity Peyton's Promise. So join us at 7 Eastern. We'll be talking about Peyton's Promise, you know, the background, what we're involved in, some stuff coming up, ways you can be involved, and help us to help others throughout the areas where the Ace and TJ show is heard. 7 Eastern on our Ace and TJ Facebook page. I'm in love with a thread on Reddit because it's bringing generations together. Millennials and boomers seem to have been at odds lately for a long time, but this is just fantastic. 15 old people things that millennials agree with.
Okay.
So again, they're just dealing with boomers and millennials, but I think a lot of times when they say boomers, they mean the upper end of Gen X or Gen X as well. But these are pretty good. For example, things that millennials have listed, yeah, boomers complain about this, and they're right. New car headlights, they're too bright.
They are too bright. That's a good one. They are.
They are.
Why are they so bright?
It seems like every generation agrees. New car headlights are too bright.
That's a good one.
Social media was better when it only showed you content from friends and followed pages, and it was easier to pick up where your last scroll left off. If you've ever accidentally, it happens to me on Twitter regularly, where you accidentally close out or bump something, it's like, oh man.
Yeah, you can't go back to it.
I will never find that again. I wanted to finish reading the rest of that thread, and I will never get to it. It's very frustrating. Okay, 15 old people things that millennials agree with. You shouldn't have to download an app for everything.
Yeah, that's they do have an app for everything, like the Cracker Barrel app.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. What am I going to do?
I've been saying that, and I get called a grouchy old man.
You don't want the Cracker Barrel app, Rick?
I don't think so.
And it's like nobody can get a sale if you don't have the app. It's only through our app.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then never mind.
Yeah.
Restaurants should offer an actual menu, not a QR code, especially when it's hard to read.
Exactly.
The QR code thing doesn't bother me all that much. I'd rather have a regular menu. But my wife is like, you're going to have to give me a menu. Do you have a menu?
Yeah.
She won't do a QR code.
Yeah.
I mean, she's young. I was like, just click the code. I'm not doing that. She refuses.
If you knew how many pictures of those little squares I have in my phone because the thing didn't work right, and I just end up taking a picture of it and stored it in my photos.
This says writing notes by hand on paper is better than typing notes.
No.
It all depends on the situation with me. Am I writing a lot of notes or just a few things I'm jotting down while we're talking? Let's see. Grocery stores are too much work. From scrolling through an app to clip all the sales to scanning and bagging all of your own purchases, and I've got to buy bags if I don't bring my own. It's too much hassle.
I just think grocery stores, since the supply chain issues and all, you have to go to 2 or 3 to get everything that you need on the list. Mm-hmm. They don't all have it.
I got to be honest. I have not encountered that.
When you're just looking for ground beef and peanut butter.
That's right.
What are you
doing?
Chicken patties.
Chicken patties and peanut butter.
I need some buns. I need some dishwashing soap. Some paper towels. And a couple of pork chops. That's pretty much going to be at any store that I go to. So you can find the full list at Reddit. The hottest trending topics. Riggins got them next and now trending.
The Ace and TJ Show. Available 24/7 on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts. TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
Sorry, I'm wading through all the Love Island content that's on my feed right now.
There's a lot of it all over Twitter this morning.
It's everything. I guess they did their reunion or something. Yeah, part one of their reunion.
And I can guarantee you, when I walk in the door today, that's going to be on in my house.
Oh, my God.
My wife is waiting on that, boy.
So it's just drama. All these people get together to recap the season.
It's sexy drama.
Sexy drama.
Yeah, it's, drama and bikinis and stuff.
Is that an Instagram account you follow? Drama and bikinis.
Oh, so I might create that Instagram account. What are you talking about?
What channel is that on Love Island? Is that a Netflix thing?
It's a, I think it's USA and Peacock.
Okay.
Because she watches it on Peacock.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I think that's the one. I get them confused. Yeah. There's so many of them. There's another one, Too Hot to Handle's on Netflix, Love Island's on Peacock.
Riveting.
Yeah, well, it's good stuff.
We're talking about Jana bringing the receipts and all kinds of.
Oh my God, that's a phrase that I hate so much now.
Come on,
but I think this
I brought the receipts. Just like, oh, you mean the proof, the evidence? Okay,
got it.
Thank you.
Noted.
Brought the receipts. Get out of here.
Now, some more serious news. Women in the United States are having babies less often. The fertility rate hit an all-time low in 2023. So. It's part of a worrying trend.
Yeah,
I would say
definitely
because we got to have some babies or China's going to take over.
That's right. Why'd you have to put it in that accent?
Did I?
We got to have more babies or China's going
to
take over.
It's a homespun philosophy that I like to share with people.
Okay,
need to have some babies or China's going to take over.
All right, fair enough.
I mean, they got a lot of babies. We need to have a lot more babies.
Today is National Radio Day. Do you know when the radio was invented?
No.
It says the 1880s, or 1800s, rather.
I don't know the actual year.
Are you guys into old radios and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah, I would love to have some.
Seems like every...
TJ has a couple of
the antique radios.
Why do you care about... what is? Because I know a lot of radio people are into old radios. Like, what do you do? Do you listen to them?
No, but one of them, my wife's grandfather gave me that he got when he was over there in Germany in World War II when America was over there. Whooping hell out of Hitler and everybody else.
Right.
And it's a German built radio, and it's really, you know, a fine piece of work.
So you just look at it, like, sits on a desk and you admire it. Okay.
But it does play still, and it's got a rich sound. It's got ivory keys on it, and it's all written in German and stuff. So
it's the history of your business.
Yeah.
Kind of fascinating.
Yeah. Understood.
Yeah.
And then there's a nationwide shortage of mozzarella sticks at Chili's because they've gone viral again. They have a new flavor. It's called Nashville Hot Mozzarella Sticks. Okay. And they are these thick mozzarella sticks. And anytime you see people eat them on TikTok, it's got a cheese pull like you wouldn't believe. Well, so many people are going to get these, you can't even get them at your local Chili's anymore. That's the power of influencing on the internet. So I got to try these things, though. Nashville Hot Mozzarella Sticks. Delicious. So those are just a few things that are now trending.
Okay, was it creepy or was it not? That's the question, which is something that we invented on this show years and years ago. Cute or creepy is what it was called. Mm-hmm. So that's what we'll call it again. Cute or creepy, coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Let's face it, these days we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting Podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
The Capital Ideas Podcast now features a series hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin. Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover what differentiates their investment approach, what learnings have shifted their career trajectories, and how do they find their next great idea? Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Just listen to the Ace and TJ Show. Watch it now, available 24 hours a day on YouTube. Just search for Ace TJ TV. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Hey, make sure you go to all of our podcasts and stuff and subscribe. Apple, Spotify, Ace TJ Family app, all of that stuff. You know, you can watch and listen anytime you want. And if you are doing that already, just make sure you're subscribed. So we get credit for it. And tonight is the Ace and TJ Experience, talking about our charity Peyton's Promise, and that will be hosted by Ace, 7 Eastern on Facebook Live. Don't miss that. There is a, I don't know, I wasn't here yesterday. I was in rehab, evidently. And did y'all talk about the lady on the plane who received the note from the other passenger?
No.
Okay. So this lady took to the X and put this out there. She was on a plane, and when it was time to get off the plane, a man walked up and handed her a piece of paper, and he said, "Take this and read it later. It's not creepy." She was like, "Okay." So she did, and the note, she said it was a handwritten note complimenting my hair at length, like saying, going on and on about how beautiful her hair is, and a $100 bill. Now, all of the people that follow her say that that's creepy, and he took some of your hair, and so forth and so on. She didn't take it that badly because he didn't ask her for anything, and he didn't try to pursue her or leave a phone number or ask for her phone number. He just handed her that and then disappeared, never to be seen again.
So he doesn't follow her on social media. He doesn't have anything.
No.
So he just gave her $100 because she has great hair.
Yeah. He could have been a very successful hairdresser or something that just said, "Hey, I love your hair, and it's this and this and this, and then, you know, just, I got $100. I don't mind giving it to you."
That's where it takes a left turn.
The $100 makes it creepy.
So. I think so. Also,
and she has no proof that, no evidence that he took any of her hair or anything like that, right?
No.
Okay.
But I mean, if her hair has fallen out and it's kind of just like on her shoulder or something, if he's sitting behind her, I mean, that you would consider that trash, right? She didn't want it anymore. She discarded it.
Yeah, he just collects it. That's okay.
He's a hair collector.
Yeah. I think a good rule of thumb, though, if a guy walks up to you and hands you a note and says, "Don't worry, it's not creepy," it's 100% of the time going to be super creepy.
I think it's creepy, but it's okay in this case that he didn't bother her.
No. Sorry. Disagree.
I mean, I'm not saying it's okay for him to do, but everything's going to be okay because he's not trying to find her or hassle her. She's totally safe. Yeah. It's just weird.
It was creepy, but not dangerous.
Yeah, there we go. That's the best way to
describe it. It was creepy, but not alarming.
Because usually you think of creepy as being dangerous. Because
he's gone. He's gone. He didn't ask for anything. No way.
I don't know. It almost does seem, there's like a subtle threat there. Don't worry about it. Here's $100. There's something dangerous. But
he was gone. How is he going to threaten her? He was completely gone.
She can see. I mean, it's an airport. It's a big place. You can hide around any Starbucks or neck massage place. It's creepy for sure. Yeah. Dangerous out of there. We can have that argument.
Oh, it is creepy.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, creepy. Right. We agree on creepy. No doubt about
it. Weird. Yeah.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Here is a fun game that you can play with your coworkers today or I don't know, people that you're just acquaintances with that you run into throughout the day or each day. You just ask them, "Hey, what's the most disgusting thing you've ever had in your mouth?" They've asked that on one of these, Reddit forum things, the Ask Reddit. The most disgusting things people have put in their mouths either on purpose or accidentally. Or as most of my Southern brethren and sisterin would say, on purpose or on accident. You know, Southern people do stuff on accident. I did it on accident.
I did mine on accident. I was literally about to say that.
Some of the ones that they said, soap. Somebody said they chewed up an Advil liquid gel thing, liquid cap.
Okay. Ugh.
Seagull poop went in their mouth.
Oh, God.
A cockroach accidentally, hopefully, was in their mouths. Somebody, you know, I think a lot of people have done this where you drink out of a container that has liquid in it that also has been used as an ashtray.
Oh. That's mine.
Yeah.
My ex-wife smoked, and I walked in one day and picked up thought it was a Coke can, and it had the Coke in it. When I took a swig of it, it had ashes in it.
Oh, my God. Yeah. In heaven. Yeah. Inside?
Yeah. She dropped a cigarette. That is
ashing into a can inside makes it. It helps at a level.
Yeah. In your home, like you don't even have an ashtray in your home.
You just gotta use it. It's outside of my back on the back patio.
Oh, it was on the back.
Okay. On the back patio. I walked.
It's so bad. Like, oh, I'm a
but then who sees a half full can of Coke that's just hanging out on the back patio and you grab and drink it? Was she out there?
Been out there, yeah.
I thought you had just gone outside for something to go. Oh, I was look going at that.
Yo, I was
somebody left me half a Diet Coke.
I was going outside to join her. She had walked into the house. I just sat down outside. I was like, I'm going to breathe this Coke real quick. And then when I grabbed it, it was like,
oh, that is
hey,
so
how many
bad.
Things do you eat or drink on a regular basis that is immediately preceded by finders, keepers, losers, weepers?
It's not that often, but it happens occasionally.
Somebody left some wings out here.
Yeah. Hmm. Hey, open the fridge. Look at these wings in here.
Hey, don't sleep on half a Diet Coke.
Give her a little something to whip my whistle, that's all.
But something that is worse than the ashes is when somebody's been using it as a spit cup for their skull.
Oh.
That's terrible.
It's all so gross.
So you've done the ash thing, Riggins? That'd be yours too?
No, I've never done that.
No.
No. I don't know what the worst thing is.
He's too good to use a Coke can as an ashtray.
No, I definitely did, but I was
so good.
I was 18 years old, and I lived in an apartment with three other dudes, not a
family home.
Not a mansion on the water.
Yeah, no.
It's a little different. I was at the country club for God's sake.
Sitting on the back porch, smoking with a Coke can and an ashtray, looking at the third green.
It's a little different.
It's a little different in it, yeah.
Not much.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
So the TJ and Jody's House podcast from this week, the little clip that went up as the promotional thing, people are laughing at because my wife's aggravating me, which is not funny at all, but whatever. So it's available wherever you get the podcast. So just like with everything else, subscribe to it. Subscribe to all of our stuff. And like it and ring bells and, you know, tell the neighbors. Wake the kids. Tell them all about it. I don't know if this is the first time. It could be, though, the first time on this program that I have said something positive about the AI and the chat GPS, GPT stuff, chat boxes. But there's an article about this fella in Melbourne, Australia, who has been using the chat GPT to help him come up with ideas for weekly, you know, the weekly schedule of meals in his home. He does the cooking in his house. And you always hear women say, I don't mind cooking as much as I, you know, hate trying to figure out what to cook. So he goes in, they've got some kind of subscription to this thing that they buy fresh produce from. It gets delivered to their house. And but he doesn't know what to do with the produce. So he goes in and puts, this is what I have, any ideas for meals? And then it gives him whatever. And of course, the meals sound disgusting, but it works for them. They're in Australia. What difference do they know? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like this one. He was so thrilled with the idea of roasted pumpkin and spinach salad.
Ooh.
No thanks. But anyway, I'm all for it. That's a great idea. You just go in, put in what, and it gives you the ideas. Now, they got to take it too far, though. He and his wife both work, right? So I'm guessing that that means they split the home duties and all. But for a man to say that using a chat box to help him come up with ideas of meals to cook for his family, for him to say, quote, it's removed the mental load of coming home from work and wondering what to make that night. Come on, man.
Is it that big a problem?
The mental load. And I bet if you really put your mind to it, by the time it takes you to enter all of the ingredients that you want to use and everything, you could probably come up with something on your own.
Yeah.
But maybe not. Maybe he's not skilled like that in the kitchen to be able to just create things with whatever he has. But don't say a mental load, not a mental, the mental
right.
load of coming up with meal ideas. I get it can be annoying. It can be painful, especially when you got people in your house that eat different things. Like he's got a kid with some sort of a seafood allergy. He says that because he got a suggestion for something prawns on one of his ChatGPT things. And he said, well, we have anything without prawns.
Sure,
here's maybe something with shrimp.
Yeah.
Right. How about this pumpkin salad? Anything else? What's your third option?
So if you do have a hard time coming up with ideas, use that. Use it for that. That's the good part. Mental load is not.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin on the Capital Ideas Podcast. Investment professionals reveal how they find their next great idea, what gives them their investment edge, and a few personal stories. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Capital Client Group, Inc.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
So I know TJ has filled in on this story because he was talking about it before the show started today. But Chapel Roan, you don't know, she's this viral superstar, pop artist, sort of like Lady Gaga, is now lashing out because she said her fans are being totally weird and creepy and won't leave her alone, stop asking her for pictures.
Yeah, just basically stop doing what fans do of celebrities, you know. And she's just talking down to them and cussing and yelling into the camera, blank you, and all this stuff. Really?
Mm-hmm.
How about just appreciate the fact that people enjoy what you do and they want to just share it with you?
Or even if it does weird you out a little bit, be nicer about it. She just comes off as a shrew.
Oh, hey, isn't that what you want?
Well, she says they've gone too far, like contacting her family through social media and stuff like that.
Oh, that's a little bit much, but that's kind of goes with the territory.
But she does, point out, hey, people who just want to have their picture taken with her, or who yell at her from car windows and things like that.
Yeah.
That she, why would you think you have the right to do that? And all of this other stuff
because they like you. Good Lord,
they do love her.
Yeah. My daughter does. But she won't like that. My daughter will not like that.
Not at all. Speaking of daughters, Shiloh is in the news. That's the daughter of Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. She's dropped the Pitt from her name. So now it's just Shiloh Jolie.
And this is the third one to do it, right?
I believe so.
I think all three of the kids have now dropped the Pitt from their name.
Yeah. They don't want nothing to
lose
do with
the Pitt, bro.
Lose the Pitt, Dad.
It's sad that it got to that. It's gotten to that point.
Of course.
It's just bad.
Yeah. They don't want nothing to do with their daddy. Yeah.
It's a dysfunctional family. If they live down the street from you, you tell your kids, you know, not to go in their yard.
That's it. That's exactly right. And then today is National Radio Day. Ace and TJ, how long have y'all been in radio?
Full time?
Yeah.
This month makes, what is it? 33 years.
33 years.
Yeah.
Same for you, TJ?
Probably 31 years, 32.
Well, you're a lot younger than
a lot. Yeah, a lot.
Right. So I started in kindergarten. My first radio gig was broadcasting live from Miss Brightup's class.
That's how it happened.
Yeah, I graduated college on a Thursday, and I was in the studio Saturday night working.
It's pretty amazing. Yeah. So we will do more coming up next.
Ace and TJ Show, available 24/7 on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Let's face it, these days we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin on the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of experience. It's your look inside one of the world's most experienced active investment managers. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Don't just listen to the Ace and TJ Show. Watch it, now available 24 hours a day on YouTube. Just search for Ace TJ TV. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
TJ, would you be offended if you got into a relationship with a woman and pretty early on she started giving you advice about how to change your wardrobe?
If she were knowledgeable about that stuff, it wouldn't bother me.
If she knew, if she came from a place of...
Yeah, but I mean, if she dresses like crap and she's going to try to tell me how to dress, then no. I mean, you got to have some credibility.
Understood. Ace, did you, when you started dating your wife, she clearly upgraded your wardrobe or gave you advice about things to wear?
I don't know what you mean by she clearly
did. Well, your style changed dramatically in the last couple of years.
Yeah, I don't think so, but yeah, I'm sure it changed a little bit, yeah. I'm sure, yeah, she's much better. Like, hey, this looks good on you. Try this kind of thing.
And we don't believe that Tech D Rob's girlfriend is giving him
any advice.
And if she is, he's not going to take it.
Well, that's what I mean. She probably knows he's going to wear what he's going to wear, and that's what he likes, and he doesn't care what I think is good looking on him.
Yeah, that's
probably. Would that be fair, Rob? Oh, he's busy.
He's busy.
Yeah.
I don't think he's taking advice from her. I think that's the point. But. You know, Ace started, I think, dressing younger. He's wearing stuff like Reverend Run, like he's got that Adidas tracksuit. He's wearing bucket hats on the weekend.
TJ bought me the bucket hat.
Okay, whatever. Who cares? Well, I'm just saying you're dressing younger.
Yeah. It's for sun protection. But you can't be dressed like an old man going to a Calvin Harris show in the middle of the night in Vegas.
Exactly.
And it's looked F-L-Y. Rolled up in that.
I'm not criticizing. I'm just pointing. You are. No, I'm not. I'm just saying there was a noticeable change in the way you dressed in the last couple of years.
That's all I said.
I mean, the suit vest with no shirt under it, the whole thing.
It's a good look. Just good look.
Pump, fist pumping in Las Vegas. I love it. But on the opposite side, what's something that you recently started doing that's definitely showing your age? It might seem dated to people that are in your same age group, but for me, it's caring a lot about these ferns that I have out in front of my house. I'm not old enough to be caring this much about two potted plants, but I am. So So what's something you recently started doing that you're really into that's really showing your age?
Now, do we count if you have to do it? Like, I now have to keep readers handy because if I have to read something, it's difficult sometimes.
Yeah, that's kind of depressing. It's right, just, like, you got
to
have
them. That's just life. It's like, just I realize like, I just need to keep these closer to me because I got to have them if I would have to read.
Exactly, stuff yeah. like that.
But when you put them hanging around your neck, that's where it goes.
Yeah. Oh, that's, gosh, yeah. with the string on them? Yeah. That's devastating.
Stop.
More next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin on the Capital Ideas Podcast. Investment professionals reveal how they find their next great idea, what gives them their investment edge, and a few personal stories. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Capital Client Group, Inc.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
So I pointed out that Ace's dresses a little bit differently than he did a few years ago. He got very offended.
He exploded,
basically.
I don't think I exploded. That's saying a lot.
Yeah. He exploded.
Threw a fit.
But it was just an observation. But what's something you recently started doing that really does show your age? You might try to look cute on the weekend or whatever, but this new thing you're into is really, it's really showing your age. What is it for you at the Ace TJ show on social media? I think Kelly's got a great one. And I think you're going to define your life in two ways, before this and after this. When you start needing your phone flashlight to read a menu, that is devastatingly old.
I have ordered the most basic things at restaurants before because I will not do that.
Yeah,
I don't blame you.
Yeah,
I'll do it, and it's not because of anything about me. The bulbs in general in U.S. America are dimmer than they used to be.
That's true.
Really?
Yeah.
That's true. You're blaming it on the bulbs?
Yeah. Yeah, we're not allowed to have, by law, businesses and places are not allowed to have regular incandescent light bulbs like we used to have. So places in general have gotten darker.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, it probably sounds old of me to point that out.
I mean, yeah. But
it's that light bulb conspiracy.
Yeah. Everything's just so dark nowadays. Yeah. Maybe it is.
Sometimes, though, in restaurants, it is pretty dark. And I'll just be like, you know what? I'm just going to go with the, I'll have the spaghetti.
You just sort of wing it.
Restaurant. You know, I just like some simple basic, like some great spaghetti would be great.
Just like, so you don't have to do that.
And I just don't, because I'm not going to do it.
I'll do it and make a scene.
Well,
yeah, really? I need to turn some lights on in here. I have my wife's purse. And I say, hand me my headlamp. And I'll strap that big thing to my head and be looking at the menu and looking all around the restaurant. Hey, y'all needed some light over there?
Unafraid. I love it.
I like Jess here, who has a good answer. I think that's it when you realize you're getting older. I check the weather now before I pick out my outfit or make any plans.
Yeah, that is like, old school.
Do y'all want to go do this? Hang on, let me look at the weather.
Checking the weather app.
The farther out you are with the weather forecast, I think the older you sound. Like, yeah. It's Monday, and you're like, well, it's supposed to be raining Saturday.
What are you doing?
We need to figure out what we're going to do Saturday because it's supposed to be raining.
Those are amazing.
That is a great example, though.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. TJ's Fanaticos now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin on the Capital Ideas Podcast. Investment professionals reveal how they find their next great idea, what gives them their investment edge, and a few personal stories. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Capital Client Group, Inc.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Do you guys know about the windshield phenomenon?
No.
Which one?
I learned something crazy yesterday that you just don't see a lot of bugs on people's windshields anymore. Like, you ever notice that?
Why?
Why is that? Right? Well, there's a lot of people speculating about why that happens, but some people say the cars are more aerodynamic. Some people say it's killing their environments, that we just have less bugs in general. But think about that. You just don't see car windshields like splattered with bugs anymore. They said it's been like since the late 90s.
Yeah, I still get them because I live kind of out in the country.
You live out in the sticks.
So, yeah, I get them.
But not like it used to be.
No, you're right.
I never thought about that.
I know. And
thinking about my windshield, like my car was filthy until the weekend, but yeah, it didn't have any bugs on the windshield.
You don't have any bugs on them.
I got a big split down the middle of my windshield. It's probably about to cave in on me, but I don't have bugs on it.
Yeah, a bug would cave it in. Yeah. Better be careful not to hit one.
It split top to bottom, all the way down through the rock. Split it.
Is that a forehead injury?
So well, like saying that are they saying it's a bad thing because we need more bugs?
Obviously. Yeah, they're saying we've killed the bugs' environments. I'm like, where bugs live in trees? I don't know. I don't know. Are we killing their homes because they live in trees? I really don't know. But there's a lot of people speculating. This is part of government controlling pesticides, things like that. I don't know. So there's a lot of controversy on the internet about it.
About no bugs on the windshield.
Yeah, it's called the windshield phenomenon. You can go read into it. Birds aren't real. All that stuff. Aliens
flat Earth. Flat Earth.
Aliens live underwater. I mean, you can look up this stuff for yourself. I'm just delivering the message.
I did see something on Twitter one day that said that we were exploring the oceans many, many years ago, and then that they saw something that scared them, and then that's why we don't map the bottom of the oceans.
Definitely.
Yeah, that they were like terrified.
Which one?
It wasn't NASA because they do space, but it was whoever does the oceans.
who does NASA the oceans?
Whoever maps the oceans? That's who it said.
Which one of those rapper ladies said that the aliens are underwater? Was that
Megan Thee Stallion?
Megan Thee Stallion. Yeah, she said, "You ever looked at a crab up in the face?" That's your proof right there that the aliens are underwater. They're not out of space.
That's a good point.
That was Megan Thee Stallion that said that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yep. We got to start opening our ears, put it on our listening ears. We might learn something.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ Family app.